Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today, Ford Ice in Bellevue, as the Predators holding their first day of on-ice activities in training camp. Group A has wrapped up. We see some people with Group B starting to roll out there on the ice, as they have three total groups. So
how are the groups split up, by rock, paper, scissors?
I don't know. I was looking at the rosters earlier and how they do that. I mean, they try and, you know, put kind of spread all the main roster guys out between the three groups. But like in Group A, that was Josi, Forsberg. They were out there. Ryan O'Reilly, Cal O'Reilly was out there as well. Colton Sissons. So this group, Igor Afanasyev, Luke Evangelista, Alex Carrier, Dante Fabro will be out there. Zach LaRue. Have a few people, including guy that just got off the ice about to join us, Colton Sissons, is heading into our broadcast location. Looking forward to chatting with him. It's been a minute. Let him get the headset on here. But cool to see guys back on the ice again. Colton, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. How'd it feel to be back out there?
It's good. Yeah, it's always exciting, day one. Everybody's amped up and just eager to, you know, get out there and feel a few pucks and go up and down the ice a few times.
What was, I guess, the biggest difference that you noticed with Andrew Brunette now taking over as the head coach?
Just playing fast. We talked a lot about just pounding our legs, skating, playing with a ton of speed, just pushing north. We're barely had an introduction to the system really this morning. So we got a lot to learn, a lot to talk about, but speed.
You don't have a lot of time before you actually get on the ice and play games, the double on Monday. Is that a good thing though, when you're learning a new system, just it's better to kind of jump into it?
Yeah, for sure. You can try and mimic gameplay and the speed that things happen and the reads that you have to make in practice, but it's never quite the same. So the quicker you can get guys into those situations, you know, if you do it right first time, great. If you don't, then that's how you learn and get better. So the quicker you can get into games, the better, really.
It very rarely does a guy spend at this point his entire career with one organization. Is that it's got to be a great thing, right?
Yeah, I love it here. I think it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, you see guys about to get traded here and there, but you're still here and still going. I mean, it's just that you're part of what has something been fantastic here since you got here. Your first season in 2014 on the ice.
Yeah, no, it's crazy how fast it's gone. And, you know, I had a few different coaches and a lot of different teammates over the years. And, it's kind of a clean slate and another fresh start here with, new GM with Trotz coming in and Andrew Brunette and some new faces personnel-wise on the ice as well.
Have you ever come to training camp not in shape? Because you're back. I say this because back in the day for the NFL in the 70s and 80s, that's what training camp was, to get you in shape. That's all evolved. So now you got to come in like it's game one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, those days are long gone. You'll get exposed probably in the first 10 minutes if you're not in shape with the pace of the practices nowadays and fitness testing and all that good stuff. So now everybody comes in ready to rock and roll.
Is there one fitness test that drives you insane?
You know what? No, we have it pretty good here. I know there's a lot of teams that really push the pace with different testing, but ours is pretty efficient. We just do our work in practice where you can actually get better on the ice and in gameplay, which is great.
Colton Sissons is with us, and you mentioned Trotz coming in as a general manager. You played for him briefly when he was here, correct?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my rookie season, I think. There's about 17 games or so that
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means you're one of, like, three to play for all four head coaches, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way. That is interesting, yeah.
You mentioned, you know, the different teammates that you've had. There's been a lot of turnover on this roster from last year. What's kind of your early impressions of some of the new guys that Barry's brought in?
I mean, they've been great. We always seem to bring in really good people, and obviously with new GM and with Barry, but I think he puts a lot of stock in that, bringing good people around first and foremost. So, you know, O'Reilly and Shen, all these guys have played a long time, and Nyquist as well. You know, they're great people, and they're fitting in really well. I think it's going to be a great fit with those guys, and all great leaders too, which we needed to fill some vacancies there.
Yeah, and you've kind of done that, you know, as well. I mean, a guy that's been here as long as you have. I feel like last year we saw you kind of step up in that leadership role. So how has that evolved for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a part of the leadership group for quite a long time now. It's something that I take a lot of pride in and constantly think about, and just try to be first and foremost, just let the work ethic and showing up every day to talk, and stepping up in the room, helping guys when I can, and just being a leader in any way that I can. So obviously last year was it was important for guys to step up because sure. There's a lot of things happening daily last year as guys getting traded and injuries, and a lot of big guys out of the lineup, so we needed to step up for sure with those vacancies.
What excites you about this hockey team this year?
I think just a fresh start. We have a lot of new faces and whole new system coming in into the camp here, which is exciting and different. It's gonna it's gonna take some of us some time. We haven't played this style of hockey in a number of years or ever really. So it's a learning process for us, but definitely excited with some of the communication from Brunette already about the speed and just wanting the puck constantly and hounding that thing. So I think it fits our personnel pretty good.
Have you had a lot of talks with Barry since he's come back?
Several quick chats. He's a busy guy, but he definitely is a communicator and certainly is an honest guy. So I think he's a great great on that front. So we've had some good talks, yeah.
Colton, you mentioned the speed that you all will play with. Are there maybe some similarities to what Laviolette had when he was here? Or is it completely different?
I it's hard to say. I mean, Lavi, it feels like eons ago.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, I can't remember exactly, but it's definitely a little bit different. We're familiar with it, from playing Jersey last year and when Brunette was in Florida. It felt like they were always pushing the pace and guys were getting in behind you all the time, and they were just super fast games, it felt like. So we're familiar with it probably on that front more than anything.
How much of a difference or important or whatever is it that he played over 1,000 games in the NHL and kind of can speak that same language that you all can?
Yeah, it's great. We have Danny Hine out and McKenzie in the coach's office now, and so we got a lot of NHL games, a lot of experience. The guys that have been there and done that, and I think it's just easier to relate on that front when guys they understand what players have going through, and they can help you through those difficult times, and they understand that bad nights and bad shifts and slumps happen, and they've been there themselves, so
sure.
I think they're fit to help you through those things for sure.
You've been here quite a while, and you talk about different players and coaches and everything. Is there one ex-teammate you really miss on a personal level?
Yeah, I mean several. Me and Joey are both Vancouver boys, so we're best buddies. Spend a lot of time together, so it'll definitely be weird not having him around this year. Same goes for Dutchie. We spend a lot of time together too, and dinners on the road and stuff like that. So we'll have some new buddies and some new relationships built this year, which is exciting too.
And that's the thing, is that it is a business at the end of the day, and your friends are going to go and new ones are going to come and everything like that. Was it a process getting used to that? Where you're like, hey, where'd my friend go and what's going on here? It took a while to like realize exactly what that is.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when stuff happens in the season when everybody's apart and guys are off doing their own thing in the summers, and really doesn't hit you until you get back into Nashville and the guys are skating together or camp opens up, and just a whole different vibe and different personalities and things like that. So, yeah, it's a process for sure.
If Colton Sissons could go back and talk to the guy that was here in the 2013-14 season, what would you tell your former self?
My former self? I don't know.
We go deep on this show, Colton.
Yeah, I like that. I wasn't ready for that. Let me see how deep I can get. No, I don't know. Sometimes just to believe in yourself. There's a lot of stresses in this game and in this life, and take it easier on yourself a little bit. Don't be so hard with the occasional turnover or an off night. You're going to sort it out, and you'll be just all right.
Well, your younger self always got stuck with me after, like, a bad game. So I always felt bad about that. Like, hey, Colton, what's up, man? How'd it go?
But I still get stuck with those ones.
I know. But you handle it so well. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to see you, and looking forward to seeing you guys back on the ice.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Colton Sissons, Predators forward, joining us here on the program. We'll come back with celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.